That means I'm gonna need $400,000 in my bank account to buy stocks so I can get my $1,000 passive income from dividends. I guess I'll pass. Here's the secret. If you really want to win in the passive income game, you have to understand that this passive income dividend game is secretly a...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to the Minority Mindset.
Passive income is one of the most commonly searched ways on how to make money because who doesn't want to get paid while laying on the beach? What if you could get paid to do nothing? Are you telling me they're bringing the unemployment program back, Jaspreet? Here's the difference between how wealthy people and broke people spend their money. Wealthy people use their money to buy assets, which are things that pay you with more money. Broke people use their money to buy liabilities, which take money away from you. Sounds simple enough, right? But here's the catch. When you're buying assets, you look broke because all your money is going out buying investments, which you can't show off like a brand new car. When you buy liabilities, you are broke, but you look rich because now you got the new cars and new clothes and new shoes. But you have no money left over to actually build your wealth. I want you to use your money to buy assets. That way you can actually afford all the nice things that you want without worrying about the price. But focusing on the asset part, when you buy assets, there are two ways you can get paid. You can get paid through appreciation, which is when the price of your investment goes up. So if you go out and you buy a stock for $100 a share, and then some time goes by and it goes up to $200 a share and you sell your stock, you just made $100 in appreciation, but you don't actually make any money until you sell your stock. The second way you can get paid is through passive income, which is when you get paid just for owning an investment. So let's say you buy an investment for $100 this time, and now you get paid with a $5 check every single year just because you put this $100 into an investment that's paying you with passive income. There's a few ways that you can get this type of passive income. You can own dividend paying stocks, which is what I'm going to be talking about in this video. You can invest in real estate. I talk a lot about this on our channel. Or you can lend money out to other people and get paid with interest. But the focus in this video is how you can go from $0 to $1,000 a month in passive income from the stock market with dividends. So make sure you watch this video until the end because you don't want to miss any of these key details. But before we get into that, hit that thumbs up button below, because if you don't, well, then YouTube will be much less likely to show you any of our other financial news and education videos. When you go to the stock market and you buy one share of a company, like let's say, for example, you go out and you buy one share of McDonald's, then you become one of the owners of McDonald's. And so now when people go out to McDonald's and they spend a lot of money and McDonald's makes a whole lot more money, you make money too. And like I was saying before, there are two ways you can get paid. If you go out and you buy one share of the McDonald's stock for, let's say, $200 a share, and then McDonald's announces that they're gonna start adding guacamole to their fries, and now a whole bunch of people are buying these guacamole fries, you might have a lot of investors who are interested in buying the McDonald's stock, and now these new buyers of McDonald's stock are gonna raise the price of the McDonald's stock. And let's say, for this example, that McDonald's stock now goes up to $300 a share, and then you sell your stock. So you bought the stock for $200 a share and you sold it for $300 a share. That means you made $100 in appreciation just for owning the stock. But that's not all. McDonald's makes a lot of money, right? Well, at the end of the year, they have all this cash sitting in their bank account and they need to do something with this money. And typically, a business has three options of what they can do with the money in their bank account at the end of the year. They can save some of this money for an emergency. They can invest this money back into their business so their business grows faster. Or they can give this money to their investors or shareholders. One of the ways that McDonald's can give some of this extra cash to you, an investor or shareholder in the company, is by just paying you a cash dividend. This is where I want you to really think differently than the majority of people, because when the majority of people think of McDonald's, they think of going through the drive-thru to get some fries. When you think of McDonald's from now on, I want you to think of getting some dividends. Again, I'm not trying to tell you what stock to buy or how to invest your money. I'm just trying to get you to think differently, because at the end of every quarter and every year, McDonald's is asking themselves, okay, how much money can we give our shareholders for doing nothing except just owning our stock? The more shares you own, the bigger your dividend check is. At the time of me recording this video, McDonald's pays out a $5 dividend. I'll show you how to find this information in just a minute, but what that means is if you own one share of the McDonald's stock, they will pay you $5 just for owning their stock this year. If you own 10 shares of the McDonald's stock, they will send you $50 this year just for owning their stock. And if you own 1,000 shares of McDonald's, that means they're going to send you a check for $5,000 this year for doing nothing except owning their stock. At first glance, this is going to seem almost impossible because you're going to need some serious cash to go out and buy 1,000 shares of McDonald's today. But I'm going to show you some tricks that you can use to build up this passive income from dividends quickly. But first, let's talk about who's paying a dividend, because not all companies pay a dividend. Most of the companies that pay out a cash dividend are going to be the more mature type companies, because these older, mature companies are going to be the ones that have a lot of cash sitting in the bank account at the end of the year. Your startup and growth companies, not so much. They're going to be less likely to pay you a cash dividend, because if you remember, there are three things that you can do with your cash at the end of the year. You can save it, you can invest it, or you can give it to your shareholders. Well, your startup and tech companies are growth companies, which means they're going to be investing most of their money or all of their money back into their business because they want to grow as big as possible, as fast as possible. Most of these startups / tech companies are trying to grow big quickly, so they actually have negative cash flows because they're using debt or investor money to grow their business as fast as they can, and so they actually don't have any money left over in the bank account at the end of the year. And if they do, then their investors are going to think that they're actually hindering their growth because they're not spending money fast enough. So if you're looking for big dividends, then you're going to be looking for companies that have big profits, your mature companies, your REITs, and your high yield dividend ETFs. A REIT is a real estate investment trust, and these are companies that invest in real estate. So when you invest in a REIT, you're not investing in real estate directly, you're investing in a company that's investing in real estate, and by law, REITs are required to pay 90% of their taxable income out to their shareholders, so you, through dividends. That's why, in general, REITs tend to have much higher dividends than other stocks. A high-yield dividend ETF is a fund that invests in high-dividend-paying companies. So if your goal is to build up that dividend portfolio and you want to stack that dividend passive income, one thing that you can do is go out and invest in a bunch of high-dividend-paying companies. The alternative is you can invest in an ETF like VYM, again, not telling you what to invest in, just an example, which invests in high dividend paying companies. Now, VYM, this ETF, is gonna go out and invest in a bunch of different high dividend paying companies, and you can just invest in that fund, that way you get exposure to all these different high dividend paying companies. At this point, this is what most people think. Okay, I wanna make $1,000 a month in passive income from my dividends, which is like $12,000 a year. So if I wanna make $12,000 a year and I can get a 3% dividend, that means I'm gonna need $400,000 in my bank account to buy stocks so I can get my $1,000 passive income from dividends. I guess I'll pass. Here's the secret. If you really want to win in the passive income game, you have to understand that this passive income dividend game is secretly a compounding game. If you want to get to the $1,000 a month quicker, you need to do two things. One, you need to invest consistently into your dividend paying stocks. And second, you need to compound your dividends. I'll show you what I mean, and I'll stick with the McDonald's example to keep things simple. So 10 years ago, the McDonald's stock was trading for $65 a share, and they were paying a dividend of $2.20 a year, which is 55 cents a quarter. If you spent $1,000 in 2010 buying shares of McDonald's, you would have bought about 15 shares at the McDonald's stock because their price was only $65 a share. And in 2010, you would have only made like $30 over the year in dividends. Well, in 2020, those same 15 shares that you bought wouldn't have paid you $30. They would have paid you $75 in 2020 because their dividends went up. But now let me add in another variable to this. Let's say this time you don't just buy $1,000 worth of the McDonald's stock, you buy 10 shares of McDonald's every single month. So in the beginning, that's about a $600 or $700 monthly investment. That means over the last decade, you would have bought 1,200 shares of McDonald's, and in 2020, each share of McDonald's is paying the shareholders $5 a share. That means in 2020, you would make $6,000 in passive income through dividends just for owning the McDonald's stock that you have picked up over the years. Now we're getting close to the $1,000 a month. But now let's do one more thing. Now, okay, you are buying 10 shares of McDonald's every single month, but every time you get a dividend check, let's assume that you don't go cash it out. let's assume that every time you get this dividend check, you just take this dividend and you go out and you buy more shares of the McDonald's stock. Now, you're buying more shares of McDonald's every single month, but you're also putting more money back into McDonald's because every time McDonald's pays you, you just use that money to buy more shares. That means every single year, you're going to be buying more shares, which are going to be paying you more dividends, which you can use to ultimately buy more shares. Now, instead of owning 1,200 shares of the McDonald's stock, you were going to own 1,417 shares of the McDonald's stock, which means you're going to be making almost $7,100 a year in passive income. So even if you don't put in another dollar into the company, they're already paying you $7,100 a year. And if you're doing this dividend reinvestment, you are buying another $7,100 worth of McDonald's stock every year without putting another dollar into the company. So your wealth snowball is really rolling. But if you continue buying stocks like normal and you continue reinvesting your dividends like you've been doing, you will get to that $1,000 passive income mark in less than 5 years, and then you'll be able to double that very quickly. Oh, and I should also mention that if you do this and you own 1,400 shares of the McDonald's stock, you're also sitting on a nest egg worth almost $500,000 that you just happen to build up slowly as you're building your passive income. Now, your snowball is rolling by itself, and every time you add more money, you're just packing more snow onto your wealth snowball. That way it can roll bigger and faster and bigger and faster and make you wealth quicker. If you want to speed the process up, there's a couple things that you can do. You can invest more money, that way you're growing your money faster, or you can invest your money into a stock or ETF that's paying you higher dividends, because there are funds out there that pay 2 or 3 times what McDonald's is paying. But McDonald's is just an easy example because everybody knows what McDonald's is. But to get to that $1,000 a month regular passive income, you need 3 things. First, you need the right financial education, then you need the consistency, and then you need the compounding, because that's going to help you get there even faster. I know this can be overwhelming, but remember, investing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a long-term game, and the people that understand it are the people that win over the long term. Now, before I let you go, if you are looking for a way to up your financial education that we can learn more about money management and investing, well, that's why we wrote a free ebook on money management and investing that you can read for free when you sign up for our financial education emails, which are also free. You can get our free ebook and start reading our financial education emails by clicking the link up here or by clicking the link in the description below.